TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, I am recording so we can get all this gems down on wax.
I love waxy gems.
Waxy jism. Wait, what?
Gems. Gems.
Oh, gems. Waxy gems.
Gems. What's wrong, Tim?
Andy is being deliberately obtuse.
That's what Andy does. If he doesn't do it, I don't know who will.
I'd be fine if nobody did it.
Okay.
Nobody did what, Tim?
Damn you.
I knew that was going to happen.
No, you didn't. It's easy to say that after the fact, Andy.
I knew you were going to say that.
See?
Noah's right. That was super easy.
It was.
I predicted it all. How can you say anything before? Yeah, I didn't think you'd believe me.
I had to wait until it happened, then I could claim credit for it. If I told you before it happened, then I don't know. Other things.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week is another listener email show after we talk about some celebrity deaths, but we eventually talk about more whitewashing in Hollywood. And when you hear this sound... Where's the lime
sauce? That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Who are we?
I'm Batman.
Nope, you're not.
I'm Batman.
Nope,
I am the Batman.
Holy shitty podcast, Batman.
All right, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
Oh, is that the voices we're doing now?
No.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Woo!
Not what? One of us.
That got all wibbly wobbly at the end.
It did. Oh, okay. Timey-wimey.
I heard cast before tan.
Yep.
And that's how wibbly wobbly it was.
It flipped in on itself. It was eating its own tail.
Welcome to Ouroboros cast.
Say what? Don't be using that smart shit on us, Tim.
Oh.
Andy.
So smart you forgot who I was.
Did you guys view my little link with the image? Where's
the
lime
sauce? The...
Calm your tit, just the one?
Yeah. That cracked me up.
Yeah, me too.
That your party tit.
Yeah, yes. I especially liked not even that your party tit.
And
yeah.
You are. That was good. Good stuff. Anyways.
Like, this is so stupid.
My friend said to me, I'm like, oh, this is a chuckle. This is good.
I was showing my wife some Smelfies that I'd taken for you guys. She's like, I wish you had never found out about Snapchat. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, someday you're going to be gone. The only thing I'm going to have of you is fucking Smelfies. That's going to be all the pictures.
That would be fucking awesome. Oh, man, Andy. I'm going to save all those videos. And then, of course, there'll be a video screen because it'll be the future. And It'll just be like a loop of your Smelfies. Like.
Did you really say that on TanCast? Like our kids, when we die, are going to be going back through our photos and it's going to be Smelfies.
No, you didn't say that, but It's still funny.
Yeah, because I thought it really loud.
In memoriam.
And yep. At my funeral, Tim will show pictures of his kid they paid a lot of money for.
Yes.
It's just going to be that sad Boys to Men song. How do I? Meanwhile, in the background, I'm going, that poop is over 9,000!
This is how Andy would have wanted it.
It is. It really is. I want my funeral to be as hilarious as possible.
We'll attach some strings to you and make you pop out and say jokes every once in a while.
Oh, man. Like 20 years ago, I said, when I die, if I'm rich, I'm going to have somebody like put some audio animatronics like up inside the suit with me so I can just open the casket and sit up and wave to everybody and then go right back down and that's it.
I'm sure they'll have like a very svelte, like, what am I saying, exosuit?
Yeah. That would work.
And that would be fucking scary as shit. Fucking, I was listening to a story where this guy, I can't remember if he got stabbed or what happened, but basically they thought he was dead. He was in the morgue and they were about to open up and do an autopsy and he woke up.
Yeah, that's some scary shit.
And like they were trying to, like you're supposed to be dead. He's like, I just want to leave. Like, you can't leave. Like, what? You can't stop me.
You can't leave.
I think they wanted to go like see a doctor or something. He's like, nope, I want to go home.
Ironically, car crash on the way home.
Oh, no. He made home and scared his family.
Boo.
I listened to the same story.
That would have been awesome if he'd had the wherewithal to get like a sheet. And we went home just, ooh.
No. He, if it's the same story, dude was naked.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, he was in the morgue. Like, they were preparing for an autopsy. So he walked home naked.
Yeah, and I think a cop stopped him on the way home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Andy, I didn't know
all the more reason to get a sheet. Ooh, Daddy, yes. The only way to appease my spirit is to make me a sandwich.
With bacon.
Extra bacon.
Dying takes a lot out of you.
In fact, fuck the bread. Plate of bacon.
I wonder how long I can keep this up.
You need to suck the ectoplasm out of me.
When does that come out? Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters.
I was like, towards the end of the blowjob? I don't know what you were. I don't know where I lost you there.
Can you break it down for me? How's it work?
Well, you see, when a man and woman love each other very much, or the man has $20, Ghostbusters.
If you don't know, I'll talk to
you. June 8th.
June 8th.
It comes out on a Wednesday, huh? Wait a minute. Wait.
Was that the original Ghostbusters came out?
Yes, they're re-releasing it. No, they're re-releasing it in theaters on June 8th.
You're like, that does not look like four ladies.
I'm like, why are Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd getting top billing? Wait, Harold Ramis?
As a connoisseur of porn, I'd like to think that I know what four ladies look like.
I don't know the black lady's name, but she's a funny lady.
Her name is Negro McGee.
No, it is not. I know she's on SNL, though.
She is. And yes. Now I can't remember her name.
Negro McGee. Okay. July 15th.
It's not Negro McGee, Tim.
Hang on.
Oh, you know, actually, it's Negro McGee.
I'm
going to
be out of the country.
You know, what's kind of sad?
You're going to be out of the country? Leslie Jones.
Yes, Leslie Jones.
Muhammad Ali died. I thought he was already dead. I don't know why.
That's been happening a lot.
Yeah.
I was just like...
I mean... Celebrity deaths, but then also, like, isn't that person already dead? No, they just died.
To pieces.
Oh. All right. Well, bye-bye. I'm not sad.
I was like, he's still alive?
Yeah, I guess I was already prepared.
I saw this, like, that he had been taken to the hospital, and I came home, and I looked, and he had passed. And unfortunately, the words I chose to say were, that didn't take long.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Oh.
I was like, Muhammad Ali is dead.
Oh. Damn.
Tim's a cold motherfucker.
What? It didn't. What do you want from
cold
me?
Cold-blooded.
You are cold, Tim. Cold, baby.
2016 is not fucking around.
No.
It is not.
I'm here for your celebrity, son. I'm taking him.
Dying's never good. I guess I finally released the autopsy for Prince. I guess he had like an overdose, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man.
In fairness, he took the regular prescribed dosage. He should have taken the child dosage due to his size.
Tim.
True.
He was a wee man. What? Too soon?
Wait, is that true, or are you making that up?
No, I have no idea about anything.
Oh, okay. I'm still mourning the purple one, Tim.
My dick?
Carry on. Go ahead. Pardon me. I'm still mourning the night's sleep I didn't quite get.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Like, so, you know, I'm still having, like, anxiety stuff. It's maybe better, but there's this new thing where I'm just start waking up. Like, first it was like, I wake up, like, at 5, 4:35 in the morning, and I'm just, my body's like, nope, you are not going back to sleep. I'm like, all right. Aww. And today, last night, it was just like I woke up at 1, and it was like, you don't want to go back to sleep. And I was like, all right. And I kind of got up a little bit, and then I went back. And I felt throughout the night, I would just like wake up, and it felt like I couldn't go back to sleep. So I think I slept much, but I don't know how much I slept. Sorry, I think I slept some, but I'm not sure how much.
You're not sure how some you slept.
Got yeah, it. I'm just okay. Like, oh, like what is fucking body? Stop fucking with me. Just let me sleep for the night. That was one of the things I had going for me. Yeah. Okay, full night sleep. Now my body's like, no, fuck you. You got to wake up. Fucking woke up like fucking sweaty as fuck. Like just hot and sweaty.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, Sheila, get out the bed.
No. I'm like, is this normal? I mean, it's not like...
I mean, it was hot. I don't know about up there, but it was hot down here.
Yeah, it was warm. It was definitely warm. I mean, it's just, you know, the issue is like every little thing that comes up, I'm just like normally it wouldn't bother me. And I'm like, no, what the fuck is this thing? What's my body doing now? I'm like, just relax. You've had this before. You've woken up all sweaty. It's okay, baby. Go back to sleep.
Tug one out.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep.
Exactly. So, yeah, I was about to say, have you tried whacking?
I did that before bed.
Well, so if you wake up in the middle of the night, it's time for another one.
So I have the tired feeling behind my eyes, but like I'm just awake. I don't know if you've ever had that.
Or yeah, like, where like it feels like the back of your eyeballs are dry.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, like looking at things hurts, where it's like, I want to close these.
But like, that's the thing. Like if I close them, I don't feel like I would go to sleep. I feel like I'm awake.
Yeah, but it's like you want to be awake with your eyes closed.
Yeah, that is nice. Oh, that's good. Anyways.
I don't know if I've had that. I've had that where, I hate, it happens to me all the time. Fortunately, I don't do it as much anymore, but I, you know, when I would do a lot of long distance driving for comedy, I would be tired towards, you know, in the car. I'm like, fuck, I can't wait to get home so I can go to sleep. I would go to sleep, lay down, foink, wide awake. I'm like, what the hell, man?
Is that the point where your brain decided to, like, dissect how you performed and, you know, like...
No, nope, it just hit a switch. Like, oh, we don't have to worry about falling asleep? Good, we don't have to fall asleep then. Like, what?
I have that, like, often, like, where, like, I'll be tired at work, I'll be out and I'll be tired. I'm like, oh, I want to get home and just, you know, maybe I'll take a nap. As soon as I get home, my body's like, all right, what are we going to do now? Let's go party. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, that's you said when you whack sleep. It. And if you're still not tired, you whack it again.
You just whack it till you just can't move anymore.
Exactly. I don't care if we're almost 40. I don't care if it's shooting dust.
Dr. Andy's solution to everything. Whack it. Dr. Andy has this prescription for whacking.
Yep.
I feel like I'm having a stroke, Andy. What should I do? Whack it.
You should have another stroke. But you know I can't. What I'm saying. There you go.
I can't feel the whack two of these body.
Balls and call me in the morning.
But good job, Tim.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to get an add-on in there. I can't feel the left side of my body. Perfect opportunity for a stranger.
I'm having a heart attack. Attack that penis.
Heart your penis. Show it some love.
I think I have the gout.
Rub one out.
That, you. That, you going for Tim?
No, I thought I had a joke, and then I just like, wait, was that it? I just wanted to say gout? I don't have a punchline?
I was going to say that too. I was like, oh, good job. Set someone up or set yourself up.
I was right there with the assist.
Thank you. Way to go, Scottie Pippen.
Yep. I think I got gangrene. Show your penis how you can be mean. Don't fly like a seven, butterfly, sting like a bee.
I think I'm developing Parkinson's. Well, less work for you.
Yeah. That's like changing from manual to automatic.
Now you just have to squeeze.
I don't know if this is true, but I saw someone made like a spoon that was connected to like a like a camera, like motion, like anti-shake motor.
Yes, I saw this.
And like, it is true. So it stops the spoon. I'm like, that is amazing.
Yep.
Like the eyes all shaking, the spoon's just perfectly still. I'm like, oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. I was like, that would have been amazing about 6 years ago when Drew was learning to feed himself. Or for Parkinson's.
I don't think that's who it's for.
I think you could just feed your child yourself.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit. I had Family Guy to watch.
Speaking of time, we did not mention last week that we hit our 8-year anniversary.
We did.
We did.
Ba, 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 da, ba, ba, wah, wah. I don't know what those noises were.
Yeah, happy I was trying noises, to do the math. But I was trying to add up all of the years. Like I was trying to calculate, you know, when Tim and I moved in together and when you guys finally split up. And I think TanCast is now about as long, if not longer, than that entire time that at least two of us lived together.
What are we going to get TanCast for his 8th birthday?
A listener?
You know, TanCast, you're very old listener. Oof. Oh, you shouldn't have. Don't spend it all in one place.
Tim, that's like a Tickle Me Elmo back in 95.
Hard to come by?
Yeah.
Amazingly, podcasters are blowing up these days. Just not this one.
Maybe we should make up a story about how somebody got away with murder and like tell it in serial format. Make up a rich world.
I mean, yeah, I still don't get why that was the one that kind of... I mean, maybe... yeah, just right time, right place, I guess?
Yeah,
I mean, it was good, but I mean, I think the only thing they did differently, which a lot of people seem to be moving to now, is like a season format. Like before, podcasts would just kind of go and go and go, and that was kind of like a set season, which more and more podcasts I see now are like doing it and then taking a year off, like a TV show, or you know,
taking a year off, pieces of crap.
We're here almost every
week.
We're
in the trenches. Mostly. Almost every week.
Mm-hmm.
We've skipped a handful of weeks in our entire 8 years.
Bringing you the good shit.
Well, wait, I didn't say that.
Hey, hold on, I didn't say that.
Bringing you the shit.
Yes, that I will say. That I will get notarized.
Like a double shit sandwich. It's just shit, cheese, maybe bacon.
Definitely bacon. Maybe some peanut butter sauce.
Peanut butter sauce, huh?
Yeah, I've had a burger with...
Sauce.
Sauce with peanut butter and bacon on it. It was delicious.
Speaking of food, I was watching Kitchen Nightmares randomly last night, which is that the Gordon Ramsay show where he comes in and fixes your shitty restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for some reason, I was just picking all the episodes where the person was really resistant to help. Just entertaining to watch.
I mean, I thought that was every episode.
Oh, is it?
Tell me how to live. Why are you on this fucking TV show then?
Exactly.
But I
looked them all up. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, I feel like that what makes it interesting is the conflict part of it. And then like, oh, you were right all along, Gordon Ramsay. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't end with you were right all along.
Oh, okay.
In fact, one of them ended with Gordon Ramsay just like, fuck it, we're done. I'm not helping you anymore. Goodbye.
So you didn't even finish the project?
Nope.
Wow.
And I look every single one I looked up, the restaurant had closed.
Really?
Yep. Sometimes within a month.
And even though they are following his new thing.
Oh, no. They stopped following it immediately after he left.
Oh. Interesting.
Like, they're like, oh, he went back to the old... Like, this guy had this... It was this pizza place. And he had this, like, 3-page fold-out menu of, like, his... He's like, I have this great concept menu. And it was, like, so confusing. And it took the waitresses, like, 10 minutes to explain it at every table. And like Gordon Ramsay's like, okay, first thing we need to do, just chuck the menu to the side. He's like, here's a simple menu that people can order from. And like, I guess this, and like they did this big, you know, relaunch or whatever. And like everybody loved it. It went over really well. And as soon as apparently, before the night was over, the dude was trying to bring the old menu back. Like while Gordon Ramsay was still there, he's like, no, what are you doing? Stop that. And then I guess he left and he brought the old menu right back, and the thing went immediately into the toilet.
What the fuck?
And the dude just disappeared.
I hope he's not dead.
No, he resurfaced. He was also an actor. He resurfaced in New York and in like a bit part in something. And I think like someone said he's working at like a lawn care job now.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Like this guy who is obviously successful might know a little thing about like restaurant stuff, and you're just like, nah, fuck you. I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yep. That's. I'm like, what? Why did you bring him in?
Well, probably publicity. They're like, all right, when you get publicity, everyone's going to figure out how great we are based on our original concept, and they'll come in.
Oh, I know what got me started on it. Watch Mojo did a top 10 Gordon Ramsay outbursts. Where's the lime sauce? Good times.
You like a good outburst, Tim.
I do. It looks like a bison's penis.
Oh, that's a good one, because that's going to make everybody Google bison penis just to find out if it's true.
You met him, right, Tim?
I did. I met him on the set of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
And he seemed perfectly nice, right?
He was super nice to me, yeah. Made a joke about me looking too young to have alcohol. I was like, sir, I'm 32, bless you.
you're
actually, I was like,
you're scary.
Which is not that dissimilar from how I was when I met Doug Benson.
When did you meet him?
He was at Roosters before he really blew up.
Ah, nice.
I was like, that was when we were, I think it was our 1 year anniversary, and I was trying to get people to say, like, record little, like, hey, happy 1 year anniversary, Tancast. I was like, I'll ask Doug while I'm there. And then I was like, and he left.
Were you a fan already? Was Doug Loves Movies out then? Probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was, okay.
It actually just switched from I Love Movies to Doug Loves Movies.
Okay. And now they don't even do the Leonard Maltin game anymore.
They do not.
A little sad. I like that game.
And he said he explained why. I can't find that episode.
It might have been just because, like, they're running out of movies because the app's not being made anymore or something. I don't know. I don't remember him explaining why.
Yeah, I don't either. And, like, someone tweeted him about it. He's like, I've explained it on the show. I was like, dude, you have hella episodes. Why can't you just answer, bro?
Why can't you just explain? He's an interesting dude. Very cranky.
He can be, yes.
Yeah. But also,
then again, so can I.
Also, but he's cranky in a way that makes him sound like, are you just fucking with me, Doug? Or are you being serious?
Yeah. Are you cranky on the square?
How is Andy doing?
Andy's doing okay. He caught a little cold this week. That sucked. But he's better now.
I'm glad to hear.
Better.
I find that happens a lot due to lack of sleep. Do you?
Yeah. And I regularly have problems sleeping, so.
I mean, lack of sleep does affect the immune system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was last week, like, I'd gotten, like, piss poor sleep, like, two nights in a row, and all of a sudden I just had this hacking cough. I was like, ah, damn it. Oof.
I had a fucking terrible indigestion last night. And I don't know if that woke me up, but, like, I woke up, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my stomach's just not happy.
Mm.
Every once in a while, I will wake up in the middle of the night, and it'll be, like, just intense, like, really bad ass pain. And it's like, oh, that's how my body wakes me up, like, wait, you gotta poo.
Is your boyfriend fucking you in the ass at the time?
I was gonna say Caitlin was pegging him.
I mean, yeah, okay, fair enough. Is Caitlin pegging you at the time?
Not at the time,
Or she was just like, I'm gonna poke him in the butt and then pretend like I'm asleep.
See how he really likes hard. It.
Why is there dildos on my ass?
She's like, poke, poke, poke. James, what are you doing in here?
What's this whole jar of pickles doing in there?
Oh. Oh, that reminds me of that jar guy. That was terrible.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was going to say, what's this broken jar, but I didn't want to give people full-color flashbacks.
He sounds very happy, Tim.
He does.
He is. He just smashed through the door. He's like, ha, 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 ha.
Baby Joy inbound. Deal with it.
Tim, where do you record?
In the guest room that my mom sleeps in.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, James. I'm sorry.
You're not
Nana.
Does
he want you?
No, he wants the computer.
Oh. Does he love touching buttons?
He does. What's in your mouth?
My tongue?
What do you... Not you!
Know his dick?
No. Wait, no. Uh-uh.
Whoa. Oh. It would never fit.
I think he's talking to his child, Eddie.
Oh.
Newspaper. Delicious.
No, I was answering the question for me.
It's a crayon chaser.
Oh. James. Just say, can I have a snack?
I made a blueberry oatmeal. He's like...
I'd rather eat a crayon.
Mmm, wax.
Dude loves chalk. Loves it. Fucking loves it. Every time there's chalk, he's like, ah, I'm like, no. And he makes a face like, ah, that's gross. Like, why do you keep doing it?
He can't learn his lesson.
I keep looking for the delicious chalk.
Maybe he has that, what's that disease where you just eat weird shit?
Pica.
Like, pica.
Being a baby?
Or that too.
Pica? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you eat, like, stuff that's not food, basically, right?
Yeah. Although, maybe Andy's right, because he does, I think he's grabbing different colors of chalk every time. Maybe this is the good one. Nope, tastes like chalk.
He's smarter than you think, poor baby.
All of these taste like Valentine hearts.
Oh, that's funny, because those taste yucky.
They do.
Now he's here. James!
He's so excited to run in the door.
There. I'm being disruptive. Oh, the next thing we're going to hear is whoomp, wah.
I just love that laugh where he just opens the door. Like, look what I did. My friends, Owen, Max and Kathy's kid Owen, he loves to hit buttons. Like, if you give him the phone, fucking kid knows how to, like, swipe and unlock shit and fucking try and call people.
Yep. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yep.
James has got, like, the apps unlocked. He's like, oh, let me get this app, and I like this app. He's tried to Skype somebody. I'm like, hey, bro. So if you ever get a call from me on Skype randomly, I'm like, are we recording today? Nope. James got in his phone.
Yeah. My wife had to put a password. I think I told the story like years ago. She had to put a password on her phone when Drew was like 1.5. And it took him like 3 days to figure out what her password was just by hitting the buttons.
Wait, doesn't it lock it down?
She didn't set it to, like, she set it to unlimited tries.
Wow. And did he actually, like, figure it, like, consistently? Like, oh, I remembered what I did, and I could keep.
She made a really simple password. It was, like, 1111 or something like that. So it would be really easy for her to unlock. So as he was just, like, slapping different parts of the screen, he figured out, like, which quadrant to slap in, and it would unlock.
Oh, kids.
Oh, guys.
Yes?
We just got a comment on episode 35 of Tancast.
I saw that.
Whoa, I'm really enjoying the template theme of this blog. It's simple yet effective. A lot of times it's hard to get that perfect balance between user-friendliness and visual appeal. I must say you've done a superb job with this. In addition, the blog loads extremely fast for me on Safari. Exceptional blog.
And you know what's best? Is our spam checker actually passed that. I was leaving it in there because I was going to show it to you guys after the show.
I think the best part of it is that is all on the episode called Trainwreck 2, Wreck Harder.
Yeah.
Which, if I believe, somebody's audio was crappy.
Was it mine?
Oh, nope. It was because at the time I didn't have my Wi-Fi locked down, and so my neighbors were leeching my internet and slowing me down.
Ah, yes.
Oh, those were the days.
Oh, neighbors.
Wow. Look how many comments an episode used to get. There's like, how many comments?
It's 25, including the spam. 24 now.
That's amazing. Do you know how many comments the last episode got? None.
Zero.
Oh. People don't talk about us anymore.
I think people.
It's almost as though we've let them down.
I think people outgrew us.
It's been a long road.
That's not the way to get them.
No.
That's the way to get them angry.
Should we do some listener email that we were going to get to last week?
Yes. That's a grand idea.
Captain, incoming message.
Got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tancast. Listener email.
And then I'll tell my Chicago story.
No.
We'll see.
You told your Chicago story. You only get one Chicago story.
Aw.
Was it Jesus? Oh, yeah. Yes. So who wants to take this? It's wordy.
Let's make Andy do it.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
You got the words.
I got all the words. Words.
Heckle him not being able to read right. See how he likes it.
He doesn't. Makes him sad. Ah, where did I put it?
It's Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure I filed it under listener. No, I didn't file it under listener email. That's why I'm not finding it.
You There's Jesus. Idiot.
Alrighty. Okay, I think I'm ready to go. Hello, boys.
He's
I'm
like
back. What? God damn it.
He said you suck at reading.
Oh, sorry, I should have done that as, hello, boys, I'm back! Because I think that's a reference.
Dun, 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 dun.
Where's that from?
Is that the theme from Independence Day?
Independence Day is the most awesome movie in the world.
And also his weird soft porn thing, right? Didn't he say that line?
Oh, did he?
I feel like he might have, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just mashing up the two.
I was like, he doesn't have a ton of catchphrases, so I imagine he would use whatever he could, in case you don't remember who I am.
Oh, meth Santa.
Y'all know me.
No. Who are you?
I'm crazy. It's meth Santa, apparently.
Which, side note, it's always funny to me, like, on Facebook when people post a picture, like, look who I ran into. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Like, give me a hint. Put a name. Is that a friend of yours? Is someone famous?
It's an obscure blogger. Don't you know?
Yes.
That'd be like if somebody posted a picture of one of us, especially me. Look who I ran into.
Someone did that. I met two people in Disneyland, and Leslie and Grace, and they both, look, I ran into Tim. And there are people like, okay, who the fuck's Tim?
who the fuck is this guy? That's great. You ran into him.
look how ugly he is. Don't run into him anymore.
If you run into him, use your car.
Look at his face. Oh. He's run into enough things.
Beep, beep.
Anyway, Jesus, so far so good with your email.
Yep. Only 1,000 words to go. 4 down.
We're the best at this.
We'll finish this by episode 400.
Yep.
Why are we getting more comments?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
Maybe it's just we fuck up the listener email.
Like, they can't even read an email. Oh, let's not leave them a comment.
It's just going to be taunting them. I never learned to read.
Probably just lick their iPhones trying to read it. I don't understand it.
This comment tastes like the lunch I had yesterday.
Yesterday.
I gotta clean my screen.
This comment tastes like my dirty fingers.
This comment tastes like Tim's mom.
Wait, what?
Hey, now.
Oh, I see.
Don't dream it's like, over.
Are you sticking your phone in Tim's mom?
Oh, maybe.
Anyhow.
I was going to leave this in the comment section, but I got a case of the word trots. I know how that goes. Okay, first off, if the tan community isn't already privy to it, I'm of Mexican heritage, and even I got pissed at Jordan being cast as Torch. I sent in a listener email about it. I grew up in the 90s. For the first 5 years of Cartoon Networks, they had old cartoons. I grew up watching the 60s Fantastic Four. My favorite superhero was a white Jewish rock monster. See, that's the difference. Ben's Jewish. That's a big part of his character. If it wasn't, would they have made a character like that? Or would they have made the character like that? I couldn't even begin to tell you Torch's background. It just seems open to me. Daredevil, Irish Catholic. Yeah, I kind of wish they got somebody who is Irish to play him, but I'm glad they still made it a thing in the series. I'm not saying Jordan's casting ruined the film. I'm just saying that he's a package deal. Making Sue his adopted sister kind of felt like an afterthought, and considering that she wasn't even in the test that gave everyone their powers, but still got powers, somehow kind of cements this theory for me. Sue was an afterthought. Sorry. He just repeated that for clarity, but it made it unclear to me because I suck at reading! I'm back to Jesus.
You said it.
Now, with that said, there are some exceptions. Magic, divine, and shapeshifters. If they can use magic or are deities, or they can change their appearance, then you can cast anyone as that character. Heimdall, deity. The Ancient One, I'm pretty sure that's a magical character in nature. But the way they described the character for the Doctor Strange movie, I'm getting an Avatar Last Airbender vibe from that character. So I'm guessing that means the whitewashing of an Asian character. But then again, as we were discussing on, I think it was the last Tancast, or maybe this was 3 Tancasts ago. I lose track. That Ancient One character was kind of like stereotypical wise old Asian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Sorry,
yeah. I mean,
Jesus.
I think that's one explanation why they didn't go that way, because they just felt that was, so, you know, I think it was the director or the writer.
I think it was one of the writers who said it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he felt that was going to open up a whole can of worms that they didn't want to deal with.
Similarly, I think that's what Shane Black said something similar about the Mandarin, why they went a different way with it.
Yeah.
Like, because the Mandarin is a big, you know, Asian stereotype as well.
Yeah, I think they did a good job with that of, you know, like alluding to it and then everything being like, no, they just hired some, you know, trash actor from London. Spoilers.
But I mean, the question is, though, why would it work in the comic book but not on the screen? Like,
because I think it was grandfathered in from a time when those kind of racist portrayals were kind of okay.
But it's still going on, right? The Mandarin's still the Mandarin, right?
That I don't know. Okay. I don't know if there's any Mandarin stories happening currently.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
So back to Jesus. If the Torch got the change, make the same character change for his sister. That's another exception. If you're gonna change a character for the sake of changing the character, you got to make the change everywhere. As a quote unquote minority, his quotes, not mine. Do I feel that there should be more diverse superheroes and villains? Yes. Do I feel that some characters need to be changed to make this happen? Sorry. No. What do I suggest? How about making original characters that are diverse? The new Ms. Marvel is a prime example of that. Is she Carol Danvers? No, but that's okay. Danvers has moved on, gained a new codename. A codename is a codename, it can be passed down, and that's fine. I really didn't care much about the Torch's change, nor do I care much about the Ancient One change, just so long as it's explained, then fine. What really got me about the Torch's change were all the negative feedback, even from Jordan himself. Yes, he has every right to defend himself, but to lump in the fans with the trolls and the hateful people, and then go back after comic book readers wasn't making things better when he came out with that letter to the trolls. No, not everything has to be as it is in the comics, just look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The MCU takes from all over their catalog. The films are clearly set in a different universe from the other comics, with characters inspired by the Ultimates characters and storylines from the main continuity. Other comic movies seem to be just flat-out retelling storylines, except BVS, Batman vs. Superman. Sorry, took me half a second. I'm trying to purge that movie from my brain. Where I couldn't understand where they were getting their shit from. At least that's how I see it. Now it just seems like they're trying to please everybody. Marvel even has two Spider-Men in the same universe operating at the same time using the same name. Miles Morales has been transferred from the mainstream books and is using the same name as Peter Parker, both going as Spider-Man. And it's kind of confusing. Sort of reminds me of the... I never know how to pronounce this. Noah, you may be able to help me. Kamen Rider? Kamen Rider? K-A-M-E-N?
I have no idea.
Okay. Sorry, I know it's a thing. I just have never watched it and never heard it pronounced. Two heroes using the same name. Ichigo and Nigo. Kamen Rider 1 and Kamen Rider 2. Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2. I don't know. I just wanted to throw my two cents in, seeing as how I asked you you three the same question, and it's a topic I find interesting. Frankly, I don't care about changing things, but then again, I do. If it's a flat retelling, then yeah, keep things the same. If it's a hodgepodge of shit like the MCU, go nuts.
In theory, I don't mind that they changed Johnny Storm to a black guy and left his sister white, and because... If they were trying to say something about, you know, adopted mixed families and how that fits into the overall narrative, but
At least it was.
I just feel like that whole movie was a waste of. Like, I think that whole movie is a swing and a miss. So yeah. I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say at least when they did that, it was the genius, well off, successful black guy adopting a girl from a shitty area of Europe. As opposed to, look what caring white people we are. We adopted this poor black child from Ethiopia, which would be kind of a stereotypical way to go with it.
Side note, there's a website called Humanitarians of Tinder. Where's the lamb sauce? And all it is white people posting pictures of them with, minorities. In third world... Well, not all third world countries, but look, we have all these black people. Look at me hold this person from third world country. I'm a great person. Pulled from Tinder. Check it out.
Wow.
I think the problem with creating new characters now is that it's kicking the can down the road because they're making movies out of established characters, which I mean I guess you could they're making movies out of established comic books that have done well already. So if you start creating those new comic books now with diverse casts, it's going to be a while before it happens.
They hit mainstream,
mainstream, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's good to get started now, but also I think there could be more done to kind of bring those people in. I mean, I think, the problem with diversity is bigger than just I'm going to cast this person. The problem starts from, people, of color often don't have the same opportunities that white people have. So a lot of them aren't necessarily going to go into acting and therefore aren't there to be cast. And they want to hire someone who's good. So maybe they don't have a broad pool to pick from or someone who kind of fits what they're looking for. It's not just we should pick the right people. And there's there are people out there, but it's a much smaller pool. And I think I was just going to say, when there's so much money riding on these things, fortunately, people don't want to take that chance.
And not to mention, when the Hollywood structure was, being set up, it was when there weren't a lot of opportunities for minorities and women, and that situation has sort of perpetuated itself. So most of the people behind the scenes are rich white dudes.
This is also true. And they're keeping the status quo.
Yeah,
exactly. And I don't think they're doing it maliciously. They're just well, this is what I know because I'm a white dude and this seems normal to me. So it must be normal to everybody.
Yep.
I mean, maybe some of it is malicious. I don't want to take them completely off the hook. Maybe they're oh, hell no. I want me some white shit. I don't know why I'm talking like this. If I want me some white shit.
I want me some white shit. I love that white shit. Oh, so good.
So it's when was the last time you heard of a huge blockbuster movie directed by a woman and or a black guy? I guess I don't know why they would team up on directing a movie.
A woman who is also a black guy. RuPaul, I guess. Needs to start making blockbusters.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah. I mean, there's not even a lot of black directors. Well, I mean, I don't know actually how many black directors there are. I mean, I know some.
I can think of, yeah, like a handful. Like the guy who did Creed, who is doing Black Panther, whose name I don't even know.
There's a guy who did 7 Years a Slave, whose name I knew at one time, but I forgot. And it's
Spike McQueen? Lee and John Singleton.
Say that again, Andy?
McQueen?
Yes. Steve McQueen, yes. Because I was like, I know it's something that I should know, because, yeah, it's like, you know.
Because there's a famous white guy with that name.
Yes.
Why are they recast Steve McQueen as a black director?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. If I followed the continuity, he was a white guy.
Eating eggs, escaping from jail.
So, yeah, I think, you know, oftentimes when people like to point out one thing, like, this is a problem, it's not just that's a problem. It's usually a problem with the whole system starting from the beginning. And, like, and, you know, not that, like, there isn't things people can do in the moment now to kind of try to fix these. But, you know, fortunately, like, you know, movies are money. And, like, people don't want to take that chance. You know, people are very loss averse. And that's across the board.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they've done studies. And so, like, if someone's like, well, I can stick with what I know, and, like, I'm pretty sure this is going to make money, which is not always true. Shit they think make money does not necessarily make money. Or I could go take this chance. Like, people are like, no, I'm not going to take that chance.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't even have to be a risk. It just has to be a perception of risk.
That's true as well. Like, yeah. It may not be a risk. Like, it may be like, you know, if you hire this black actor or this, you know, female actor or this actor of color, your movie's going to do fine because you have a good movie. But people are like, I don't know. Last time, they did a movie like this with a white guy.
But I think if nothing else, Batman versus Superman showed us you can make every bad decision and still make nearly $900 million. People hate Ben Affleck. We're casting him. People love cheery superheroes. Fuck that. We're going to have every storyline stuffed into this and then edit out a half hour of the movie so it makes no sense.
But Tim,
why would you do that? $870 million. Shut up.
Would it have still have made that much money if it was Black Man versus Superman?
I think casting Bruce Wayne as a black person would be an interesting choice if they did something with it. If that changed his backstory in some way. Like if being black not changed his backstory in terms of like his parents didn't die, nothing like that. But I mean, in terms of like. Having to deal with being black as well as being black Batman, like if the black experience was part of his character, if that informed who he was as Batman and Bruce Wayne in the narrative, I think that'd be super interesting.
I doubt they'd ever do that.
Of course not.
They're about to.
Wait, are they?
Well, not for Batman, but Black Panther. I mean, he's essentially Black Bruce Wayne.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's not really.
He's the king of a country.
And he's not being recast. He's always been Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
And he GTFO.
Okay.
Now if they made him a white guy, that would be something.
Tom Cruise as Black Panther.
But but Marvel has a character who is essentially Black Batman. I think his name is Nighthawk, Night Owl. I can't remember which. And he is, like, and now he is in Chicago fighting crime and also dealing with, like, you know, racially motivated police shootings. Like, that's the narrative going on in his comic arc right now. And that's what I'm talking about. Because, like, Marvel did this whole thing a while back where they had analogs for everybody in the Justice League. I can't remember what they called them. Like, the Superior Squad or something like that. And, like, they had a Superman analog, a Batman analog, or whatever. And I think they got wiped out of existence in some story arc where they were trying to streamline heroes, but somehow the Nighthawk guy made it. And he is essentially Black Bruce Wayne, but he lives in Chicago now. And now, granted, I'm not going to read this comic, but I don't read any comics. But it does sound interesting.
To be fair.
I mean, I put my ear to the ground to the comic community, but I don't actually go out and buy comics. So they're like, well, we don't care what you think, asshole, because you're not buying a product. You can be as progressive as you want, but if you're not spending money, I'm not listening. No, man, I want to hear about Black Bruce Wayne. I want to hear about green backs.
Yeah. That's the only color I care about is green.
I want to hear about Franklin. I want to hear about Jackson. Wait, Franklin? Yeah, that's 100.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is Franklin on money? Benjamin's. I so seldom see a $100 bill.
Yes. Give me them Tubmans, man. Man, people lost their shit about that.
Why are they recasting Andrew Jackson as a black lady?
I was going to say, speaking of recasting.
In the original continuity. Wait, is it the 10 or the 20?
I think it's getting the 20.
Yeah, it's the 20.
Or she's getting 20.
Yeah, because okay. Hamilton saved the 10.
He's on the 10.
Yep.
Wait, he was on the 20, right? Who was on the 20?
Jackson.
Oh, and is Jackson getting something else, or he's just out?
He's on the back of the 20 now.
Yep. Oh, so he's got... A woman still just can't get her own 20.
Yep, exactly.
She's got to share it with the man.
Yep.
I think it would have been better if they'd used Rosa Parks. Now she's in the front, and you sit in the back.
So interesting.
Drop the mic.
So interesting. People care about way... Like... I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of shit people care about. Just what? Who the fuck gives a shit?
Oh, that reminds me. And I didn't say I was saying this to Zach at a birthday or not a birthday party. They were like a play date thing. Our kids were playing. I was on this forum for Star Trek. I guess Paramount has dropped their lawsuit against the fan film that they were suing.
I heard about it. I meant to mention that to you.
At the behest of the director of the new movie that's coming out. So the new actual Star Trek movie.
Right. What's his name?
It was like
Lost Guy.
Yeah, something Lynn?
No,
yeah.
I thought it was, oh, did he just announce it?
No, J.J. Abrams was involved in it.
Yes, J.J. Abrams made the announcement, but he said it was at the behest of the director.
Got it, okay.
I can't remember his name. It's Fast and Furious
guy. It's like Jeremy Lin or something like that.
Yes, something like that, yeah. Anyway, so you would think that all these people who were crying about the lawsuit would be like, hey, that's great. Nope. They're like, oh, it's because he knows his movie is shitty, so he doesn't want a shitty actual movie. And this fan film's going to be better than anything Paramount's done in the last couple years. I was like, oh, my. And I took a step back for a minute. I was like, oh, my God. This is what I sound like to people who don't hate Batman versus Superman. I need to re-examine my life.
You know it, Tim? That's very true.
Thank you, whiny internet troll. You've opened my eyes.
I was like, oh, I just need to get some perspective on the world. Next time, I'll wait for someone to ask me, and I'll just say, no, I don't care for it.
Not for me. Not into it.
I'm waiting for the reboot.
Oh,
you know
that is
coming,
hilarious.
Because there's always one coming.
I mean, yeah. Like, I didn't say anything because I'm just like, all right, well, it's Tim's page. I remember, like, Roberto said something. You're like, it's my page. I'm going to complain about what I want. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. If he wants to just post as much of this shit about Batman for the Man, that is his choice.
I mean, and I sort of couched it in, like, well, I'm a comedian, so I'm making jokes about it. And it's, you know, it's my running gag now. Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. And then but I was like, maybe people are like, man, dude, it doesn't matter. Life doesn't matter this much. You got fucking two kids.
I mean, I think...
Get your head back in the game.
I think it's the same could be said about anything, right? It's like, if you just keep posting the same thing over and over again, like, especially, like, I don't know, to me, I feel like, yeah, I understand not liking it, but also, it feels like actively tearing down something someone tried to make. I don't think, like, they're trying to make something shitty. They thought, you know, like, all these people involved thinking they're making something good. It's like, all right, it didn't work, but that's okay. Like, you know, maybe they'll do better next time.
That's what I said after Man of Steel.
I mean, I don't know. They're
clearly not listening. That's the problem.
Oh, shit.
But now I know why they're not listening. Because they're like, oh, fuck this guy.
Another one?
Wait,
damn.
We got another listener email for next week. I think we'll save that for next week.
Oh.
Or we could read it real quick. One from Roger.
That one was odd.
The one with the jokes?
Yeah.
I didn't read it. It's pretty short, actually.
It.
And then there's jokes. Go for it.
I'll read it, baby. Where's my folder? Wait, did I put it in Tan Laughs or did I put in Listener Email?
I have it.
Survey says...
It's Dear Google. Guys. You can do both.
I have it right here. Dear guys, just wanted to let you know I'm no longer living in the woods outside the Buddhist Ninja Training Center. Thanks to the coded message that you guys broadcast, I managed to contact the Jabo. I don't know who the Jabo is. After we rescued four people from the clutch of the secret camp, we had to go into hiding. But we're back. I had to return to work as my daughter is heading to college in the fall. Congratulations, Roger. I assume that part is true. Maybe it's all true. She's going to learn subliminal messaging via broadcasting at Emerson College in Boston. The money we recovered from the ninja camp is going to help out with that. Remember, if you guys need any help persuading, in quotes, people, don't hesitate calling on the Jabo. I don't know what that is. Or myself to get it done for you. Rock and Roger Tag Cast Bodyguard. And then it has some talent at that, which we will get to later.
I love the consistency. Like, the past emails have been about, like, the hiding outside the ninja training camp and shit.
It is nice that it has a nice little story arc to it.
I know. I love it. We should make the next Saving Grace the story of Rock and Roger and his battle against the ninjas. Grace, write it up. Roger, collaborate.
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Roger's back with a brand new edition or something. Jaden has a question that I think would be for you, Andy. Is the Steam group still active, the Tancast Steam group?
It still exists. Since I've got shitty PCs, I don't ever jump in and play anything on desktop. I've been console only.
I will be right back. I think there's a package for me.
Yeah, I got a package for you. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Drew this week was misbehaving, and Caitlin yelled at him. She's like, Drew, all right, stop. I yelled at him. Collaborate and listen. She turns to me. She's like, not helpful. All right, sorry. Oh, and yesterday at work, someone went, man, it's been a while. And I went, it's been a while. And I realized where I was.
Did they look at you funny?
Yes, they did. Like, what? It's like a tick. I can't let that phrase go by. Comfortable silence? Pass among friends?
So,
how's it going?
Andy Gum?
I feel like it's Tim. Tim, is that right?
You are right.
How you doing?
Well done.
All right.
It's Edgar?
No. Andy.
Oh. So our guy looks like you named Edgar?
I think I must have chronic, like, sinus problems, because there have been so many people that I've said, like, and your name? I'm Andy. Eddie?
Back.
Do I not make N sounds outside my head? Can nobody else hear my N's? I don't know if other people can hear my N's.
I'm going to a birthday party today. And this package was supposed to come yesterday for their gifts, and it just got here.
Woo! Nick of time.
Yes, that's how I was like, oh, I hear the bell ring. I should go check that out.
Better late than never. That's from Ghostbusters 2.
Should we wrap this motherfucker up?
We shall.
Probably. I'll tell my Chicago story some other time.
Do you really have another Chicago story?
You told your Chicago story last year. Well, last episode.
I really do have another Chicago story.
It's not happening now. I tell you that right now.
I know. I already said. Don't act like you're telling me something new. You don't own me.
Calm your tit. Just the left one, though.
Okay.
Me and Tim, which we'll talk about next week, I guess, saw X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention it. We saw X-Men together. It was...
was it unmentionable?
It was
all right. Okay. It was okay. It wasn't as good as I hope, but we'll tell you why. Remember, you know what? I was going to say never trust Amazon to get a package, but they're usually pretty good about getting a package on time. So, I will say, never trust old white men to change their ways.
What do I say? Oh, not today. I was like, you're doing it? Well, I don't do that anymore, do I?
You did it last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I was in a hurry. I was like, the kid is losing his mind. I gotta get out of here. Not today. Clever thing to say at the end of the episode.
Truth. This week, I hate it when it's swampy ball weather and the air conditioning in my car goes out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Yeah, so I've had 440 air conditioning the whole week. Roll all the windows down, drive as fast as you can.
That is...
Powder your balls before
tragic.
You leave.
Sounds unpleasant.
It was.
Alright, I gotta get this file done.
All right.
File's done.
File's done.